Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that ass again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, let's do this. What's going on? 888-957-9570 is the number. And first of all, we'll congratulate Sam Darnold for a wonderful performance last night because it also led to a win for you and for me. It tightens up the NFC, and so I'm not surprised that Sam Darnold, former 49er, is sort of a talking point today and at the center of all of this. Sam Darnold has always been a very, very good quarterback in terms of arm talent.
Oh, right? Yeah.
In terms of arm talent. He's always had the arm talent. And in fact, prior to Sam Darnold coming to the 49ers, did you not hear buzz that the Niners, they like Sam. They like Sam. They think Sam is one of those, he's always been locked with a bad team guys. And why don't we talk about Baker Mayfield as well? They were teammates together with the Carolina Panthers, and neither one of them could consistently get first downs. Look at them now. They're both going to go to the playoffs this year. Baker, again, in fact, I know his division is crap, but still, like, all of the sudden, they can play. Is that what we're going to go with? Quote, all of the sudden, they can play? Or are we just going to, like, this is what I would say, Dibs. Can we put our machismo away long enough to admit that football players as individuals do not make teams? It is not a criticism of a quarterback to say, yes, things around him need to be going at least somewhat well for him to function at his highest level.
You could look across the league throughout history, and the only one that might be a set aside on that is Lamar Jackson, because he truly can do magical things. Even if his line breaks down and his guys aren't open, he can make plays that most other human beings cannot make. But there's other guys on the list, and Jared Goff was mentioned before. and he's a great one. He was dealt from L.A. because that head coach and that system had lost faith in him, and they were right. Stafford came in and won the Super Bowl, but Goff landed in a situation with amazing talent and a really good head coach, a great play caller, maybe the best in football, and a situation that happens to fit him perfectly. Geno Smith in Seattle resurrected his career. And there are many other instances of guys who, Sam Darnold's maybe the poster child of it, where Carolina stinks and the Jets stink and you're seeing ghosts and all that. He comes here, he gets a year, regroups, and now he's leading a team that is one of the favorites to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. So we in this business and fans, we all get far too fixated on the quarterback. He touches the ball on every play. I get it. But if your line stinks and you don't have good receivers and you don't have good running backs and you don't have a coach who knows what he's doing, doesn't matter how good you are. You're not going to play great.
I also think we're talking as if Brock Purdy has just been disastrous this year, and he hasn't. He has not been as good. And if you have hesitation surrounding Brock Purdy this year, I get it. I really do. I expected more from him this year. He hasn't offered that. We can acknowledge that and bring that into the discussion. I have no issue with that. But my thing is, are we just blind to the context of what's going on with every football team? And if you do want to grab a player or two like you just did, I'm cool with that too, by the way, where you're like, okay, there's a couple guys we want to set aside. Like the Bills are Josh Allen, and Josh Allen is the Bills. I get it. Same with Lamar to a degree. I would argue that, like, the Ravens defense this year, they're kind of crappy. They're kind of not good.
The Bills defense isn't very good either.
No, and the Bengals defense is so bad that that's cratering another really good quarterback who, by the way, is having a fine year. Like, he's playing well, but his team is also 6-8. So context matters. If everything around you is crumbling, and I'd argue with the 49ers this year, it did, you're going to get a lesser player. It doesn't change for me what the only question is. Can they win with him? That's my only question.
I don't have a question about that because they have.
Then there you go.
And so, I look at Brock, and you know the question is, who is Brock? Is Brock the quarterback that last year was top five in the MVP, or is Brock this quarterback who has regressed a little bit? The answer is somewhere in the middle.
Both.
Yeah, he's,
or both.
Quite frankly, he's probably somewhere in the middle. Last year, everything broke their way. They had almost no injuries and an easier schedule, and he was amazing. This year, they had a ton of injuries and a harder schedule, and he's been okay.
Oof.
And I was saying this to Evan before the show started. If they wouldn't have blown the Ram game, and they wouldn't have blown the Arizona game, and they're sitting here on this beautiful Tuesday morning, 7 days from Christmas, make it eight, and they were 8-6.
In first place.
They'd be 8-6.
Yep.
What would we be saying? What would the conversation be?
We'd be like,
vis-a-vis Sam Darnold. It would be, they have an inside track for the four seed, and you know, how does that look? And who do you want to face in the wild card? And would they be favored over Green Bay and Minnesota or rematch?
With all the bad stuff that's happened, they're still 8-6 and leading the division. That's exactly
how
it would sound.
It's tough to leap ahead to the offseason and leap ahead to the will they or won't they. And I know that's what people want to talk about at 888-957-9570, but they were a couple plays away from that not even being an issue right now.
Well, definitely. And also, let's back up and let everybody know what got the day going on this. And it was from Bonte and Joe on the roast. And Baldy's doing his weekly hit with him. And they asked him what you would feel comfortable doing with Brock Purdy going forward. And here came the big, old, shiny, kaboom answer.
I'd say I'd go flip him for Sam Darnold right now.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
So Minnesota, look, let's just think about Sam for a second. He sat there as a backup all year. He learned what a first-class franchise, game planning, how to build a team. Like, he saw that for the first time in his life. Now you've got Kevin O'Connell, who's an elite play caller with a very, very good offense that has a real style to it, and he's flourishing. Minnesota doesn't have to commit anything to him right now. All they're doing, I talked to the general manager 2 weeks ago, Quezzy. You can play it out. They've got a quarterback they drafted. They don't have to give them top flight money, or they could trade them. Like, I would be having a conversation with Minnesota to see what it would take to get Sam Darnold back. He's a bigger, stronger, more athletic, I don't know, but he's bigger, stronger than what Brock is. Or can you play with both of them at a modicum of salary and afford both in, I don't know, have a competition?
Okay, so first and foremost, and I love Baldy, But the scenario he actually throws out is not even possible or allowed. There is no trading of Sam Darnold. The trade deadline has passed, and Sam will be a free agent when the year is over. The Vikings cannot trade him because whoever were to acquire him would suddenly be sitting there going, wait a minute, now we have a free agent and he's going to leave. So that's not even allowed. So first of all, you can take that sort of part of the conversation away. But let's get into the concept of what he's talking about, because he even throws in, hey, grab them both. You could look at Brock in the face and be like, you have to play for 1.1 next year, and we're signing Sam Darnold for a 3-year, $30 million contract. Now let's have everybody come in and play in the sandbox together and see who wins. My only thing in response to that would be, gee, what could go wrong? Other than everything.
Well, it worked with Jimmy G when you put him on the kiddie field. That one worked out pretty well for you.
Did it? It only
we get
worked.
A lot of shows out of it.
Exactly. And everybody's legs exploded, which is why it suddenly, quote unquote, worked out, because the last pick in the draft ended up being a good player. Other than that, it wouldn't have worked. And it didn't work. And it did lead to a lot of screaming. And the 49ers don't want to be a clown show. So I get where Baldy's coming from. But to actually act in that fashion, I would argue, makes the 49ers a clown show. You would be a clown show. Call the Vikings and ask if they can trade. They'll be like, that's not even allowed. Get off my phone. Okay, let's sign him as a free agent. Bring him in here to battle with somebody who was in the Super Bowl less than a year ago, and creates a contractual situation going forward that's completely impossible. Now, if you want to just move on from Brock and replace him with Sam as a free agent, you can do that. Does anybody want to do that?
Well, you could do it by having Brock still be here and be the backup and make $1 million. It's kind of what Baldy's saying.
Right, and I'm sure that the locker room will love that. Players love that.
They already both were here before, and Brock ostensibly beat him out.
Sure.
And it was Brock's job to lose, I get that, but they brought in Sam as insurance in case the elbow wasn't good. The elbow was good, and then Brock was simply better than that. And the other piece of it is, Minnesota doesn't have to let him go to free agency. They can franchise tag him.
That's correct.
And I think that might be the way they go. If Minnesota goes on a good, deep run, and they do like their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, but they're not sure if he's ready just yet, Minnesota goes to the NFC Championship, and they lose. Darnold finishes off a really good year that he's having, and then they get to the offseason, and they think, well, we're still in a window here. We don't want to turn it over to the rook just yet. You could franchise tag him and pay him $57 million for 1 year.
A big check, yeah.
Big check.
Yeah, you can, I don't know what their situation
the same time,
is. But
if you're going to do that, this would be the time, because you give JJ a healthy year as a backup.
Agreed.
You get one more run, Super Bowl or try again, and then at that point, you would let Sam go, and you would turn it over to JJ McCarthy.
Right, what if we whittle this down to what I think Baldy was trying to get to, which is he just thinks Sam is better than Brock. What do you think?
I don't think so, but one thing that he said definitely struck a chord with me, and it's the fact that Sam is bigger and he's got a bigger arm. Because what I saw from the offense this year, and Jerry Rice actually had a great comment on this yesterday morning, talking about what Shanahan's offense is doing with everyone bunched up close to the line of scrimmage and what that does to hurt Brock Purdy. He doesn't have throwing lanes. Brock is only 6'1", and when you have all your splits really tight, all the defenders are also in tight, so when Brock is looking to make throws, you've got a lot more people in the way. So that's something where if Sam is bigger, Sam wouldn't have that problem.
You want to hear what the GOAT said?
Yeah, I do.
Exactly what Dibs is referring to is right here.
And I think it's exactly what Steve Young said. You know, he got to reinvent himself. You know, it's like defense coordinators, they catch up to you. They know your scheme and stuff like that. And if you don't do certain things, they're going to take away the strength of your offense. So my thing is, we know that we don't throw the ball that much to the outside. You need to spread that offense out and let these route runners, these playmakers run routes. When you spread everything out, there's bigger lanes where the quarterback can actually deliver the football. And we also know that also Brock Purdy is not like a 6'4 quarterback. You know, with everything being condensed like that, he's not going to be able to see over that offensive line, you know, like a guy that's 6'4 or much taller. So there have got to be lanes where he can throw the football.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very interesting point, and I think all of us have mixed feelings when Brock does the jump pass that we've watched a bunch this year.
Right.
It's like, that's a cool athletic move. It's cool that you can still be kind of accurate doing that. At the same time, kind of wish you didn't have to do that.
Right. And the weird thing about it, though, is he didn't have to do it last year.
Right.
So this year he had to do it because the offensive line was not creating the pocket that he wanted to create. So I like Jerry's point, and he's playing off of what Steve Young said. I would like to see them spread the offense out a little bit more. And I mentioned before, schematically going no huddle, rolling him out, more screens, more draws. These are all back to the drawing board things for Shanahan. But when it comes to me and Darnold or Purdy, I still think Purdy is a better quarterback, even though he's not as big or as strong.
Yeah, let's dive into this for just a second. Do some of you have a wandering eye right now? Because one thing I've learned in business, there are always options. If you do not like your personnel, you can figure it out. And the Niners do a good job of keeping enough flexibility. So, let's have a conversation about it. You have a wandering eye. Would you rather have Sam Darnold quarterbacking this football team? Forget the money for a second, although I know you can't. That's a piece of this puzzle that we can get to. But would you rather have Sam Darnold quarterbacking this team than Brock Purdy? Let's dial in right now. We can take some phone calls on that. It's been talked about all day here. Baldy says flip him for Sam. 888-957-9570. Let's take some phone calls on that. There's a lot more to say about it. We're sponsored by the San Francisco International Airport. 888-957-9570. This is Willard and Dips.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now, back to
Will and Bibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Can I ask a question? And no, it's not a question. It's a statement.
You just asked a question.
I know.
I mean, what kind of question is that?
It's kind of what I mean. I'm not really asking you a question if I can ask a question.
Just ask the damn question.
We're the host of the show. I know I can ask a question.
That's great. I think it's going to be a really tight game.
Oh, stink.
Thank you, stink.
I hate being teased. Well, depends. But anyway.
Hey.
Anyway. This is what I'm saying.
You better be careful.
And I'm going to say it in the form of a question. Why do we consider it so offensive to acknowledge that a quarterback is going to perform at a lower level when everything around him goes wrong? Why is that so bad? That's how it is. That's how it is. Even for the greats, I know the Chiefs are still winning, but I can look at, like, Tyreek Hill left, and Patrick Mahomes' numbers go down.
Yep.
They go down.
He's got a lower QBR than Brock Purdy. He's 11th in QBR, which I think is the gold standard of basic quarterback metrics.
But he has a defense.
That's 13-1.
He has people blocking field goals at the end of games. He's got those black and white striped people on the field who are helping him. I'm sorry.
Easy.
I couldn't resist.
Left my shirt in the car. Should have brought it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Joe Burrow is third in QBR, and they're 6-8.
Right.
It's because he doesn't get help on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, because they lose the game 40-35.
Right. So all of this is so interrelated, and that's where, as we get into, you know, is it Sam or is it Brock? Well, there's a nice debate to that, but do you also have Christian and Trent and Debo and Brandon? Like, if you want to take this year's team and you put Sam in instead of Brock, what would Sam have done this year with Jordan and Isaac and Ricky and Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky and Mike? Thank you.
If I love the Brock, who cares who you like?
Would he be, what are they, 12-2? Sammy D?
Why don't I ask that a different way? What do you think the Vikings would be this year if Brock Purdy were their quarterback?
Probably about the same.
12-2.
Maybe 11-3. Sam's had a better year than Brock, but
he's had a better year than Brock, but he hasn't had a better line.
He's got better weapons.
Yeah, he hasn't had a better year than Brock had last year.
Right.
And Sam has never done this before in his career.
Because he's never had this before in his career. So I'm with you on the context needed for this conversation through and through, because when you have what Sam has this year, which is a great coach, a good O-line, the best receiver in football, a really good running back, and a great scheme, you're going to have a good year and health.
And again, we're reacting to Brian Baldinger on the roast this morning. When asked what to do with Brock going forward, he said this.
I'd say I'd go flip him for Sam Darnold right now.
Wow.
Why wouldn't I? So Minnesota, let's just think about Sam for a second. He sat there as a backup all year. He learned what a first-class franchise game planning. How to build a team. Like, he saw that for the first time in his life. Now you've got Kevin O'Connell, who's an elite play caller with a very, very good offense that has a real style to it, and he's flourishing. Minnesota doesn't have to commit anything to him right now. All they're doing, I talked to the general manager 2 weeks ago, Quezzy. You can play it out. They've got a quarterback they drafted. They don't have to give him top flight money, or they could trade him. Like, I would be having a conversation with Minnesota to see what it would take to get Sam Darnold back. He's a bigger, stronger, more athletic, I don't know, but he's bigger, stronger than what Brock is. Or can you play with both of them at a modicum of salary and afford both and, I don't know, have a competition?
Yeah, I don't see any of those ideas as realistic. First of all, you can't trade for Sam Darnold. He's about to be a free agent. And you can't trade for him this year for a few reasons. Trade deadline has passed, and I'm pretty sure the Vikings would like to actually play in the playoffs with him. So, and then the idea of bringing him in next year and having some competition while one's making $30 million and the other one's going to be screaming for a long-term extension. Come on, man. This is not realistic. Like, this is not Madden. This is not the schoolyard. This is the National Football League. It's a billion-dollar industry, and as Steve Kerr, our guest later today, would tell you, people's jobs are on the line. We're not going to turn this in to a complete clown show. I'm not telling you that it's a crazy sort of thought. I'm telling you that it's not really doable. And so here's what I don't hear a lot of people acknowledge that I think the 49ers know in their heart of hearts. They have no choice. They have no choice in this right now. There is no other good option on the table for the 49ers. Now, that does not mean that you just need to cower at the feet of Brock and give him $60 million. You need to have an adult conversation and negotiation. And yes, you could go another way if you want, but there's no other way for the 49ers to compete at a high level next year.
Well, the only other way would be to sign Sam Darnold as a free agent or roll the dice with some of the other free agents who are all C-level at best. And I ran down the list yesterday. I don't even want to bring it up again because it made my stomach turn. Because it's a bunch of Jameis Winstons and Trey Lance is on that list, and they aren't really good proven quarterbacks, not as good or proven as Brock Purdy. So your choices are go in the draft, lots of luck, or sign Brock Purdy. And if you do sign Brock Purdy, the salary doesn't kick in until the next year, but he would get a nice signing bonus. So you can create a contract where Brock Purdy gets a lot of money and a bonus up front. You prorate it throughout the cap, through the life of the deal, and then the base salary kicks in the next year. Or you can say to Brock, play it on the $1 million, which he won't do, or you can go out and bring in Sam Darnold as a free agent and let them compete, which he won't do. So I'm with you, Mark. You really have no plausible choice on what you're going to do. You're going to sign Brock Purdy. You're going to pay him. It's a question of structure of the deal and how big the deal is.
This is an interesting, let's go to the phones, but this is an interesting text that just came through Comcast Business text line, 714. Thank you for listening and texting. Why don't they say it's the system with Darnold?
It is the system with Darnold.
It completely is.
It's the system with everyone except for Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, I would say.
Yeah, and I guess what people would respond and say, those guys are the system. But even them, you better have some solid offensive line play. Now, Lamar can run away from it, but he can't just beat the other 11 guys all the time, every play. He's also got time. He delivers the football way better than people give him credit for. Lamar's an incredibly smart player and a dynamic one at that. So is Josh Allen. I don't really like, here's the other thing. I know everybody wants those players. I'm not obsessed with the idea that my favorite football team has to have one of those guys. If they're available, sure. But like, I'm not going to sit here and compare every quarterback in the NFL to Lamar, Josh, and Patrick. They're not those guys.
Right.
They're not.
And how
But you can still win a Super Bowl with someone else.
Of course. It's not easy to do it, and not that many of them have done it. And you and I ran down the list a couple of weeks ago of quarterbacks who aren't elite who win the Super Bowl, and Nick Foles was one of them. I think that was the last one going back. But, you know, based on how good your team is, you can do it. Brock was close to doing it last year, and a lot of it is, I think, the structure. And you look at Josh Allen, he has the second fewest sack percentage in the league. He's only sacked on 3% of dropbacks. And Jordan Love, Bo Nix is only sacked 4% of the time. Young quarterback, good O-line, gets rid of the ball. That's what you want. Brock Purdy is right about average on how often he gets sacked because the offensive line has not been good.
Let's talk to some people out there. Hey, Matt in San Rafael, thanks for calling. What's going on? Matt, you there?
Matty, I hear you.
All right, I'm going to put Matt back on hold. You can see Lucas, if you can grab him. Let's go to Raymond in Richmond. Hi, Raymond. Thanks for calling.
Willard and Dibbs, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
What's cooking?
I just want to say, like, you know, I respect Baldy's opinion, but please give me some of whatever he's smoking, man. Like, I would say if the Niners thought that Sam Darnold was better than Brock Purdy, Brock would be in Minnesota right now, and Sam would be quarterbacking for us. I just think his fault is the system around him, and nobody's saying he got, you know, they kept saying Brock has the Avengers around him. I think you could say the same thing about Sam Darnold right now. I just think the fall from grace is going to be hard when he actually shows who he really is, and we're going to be just fine with Brock, and we're going to pay him, and we're going to move on. Thanks, guys. I appreciate the time.
Raymond, thank you very much. Appreciate that. I don't know if Minnesota is the Avengers. I don't know if the 49ers were actually the Avengers, right? Like we said that last year, Christian McCaffrey is at the top of the league. Trent Williams is. Brandon Ayuk did not start last year as an Avenger. He came out of the year as one. Was that because of Brandon or was it because of what was going on around him and the calls that were being called and the way Debo was able to play? Like, I don't know, man. Again, I just look at all of these guys through the same exact prism, and to me, it's not a criticism of them to say that, yes, you're better if everything around you is better and you're worse if everything around you is worse. Sam is in a wonderful situation right now, and then credit him for stepping into that role and crushing it.
Right.
And going 12-2. Sam has always been, I thought, a really good player. And if given the right circumstance, he can do this. And I think the same about Brock, and I don't need to prove it because it's already happened.
Exactly. And I think when you look at Brock Purdy, you look at last year and you look at this year, and for me, will the real Brock Purdy please stand up, please stand up? He's probably somewhere in between because you're not going to have a lot of years like last year where you have virtually no injuries. I know a couple guys missed a couple games here and there, but you had Christian and George and Brandon and Debo and Trent and Kyle Juszczyk and the majority of your O-line. You had them all on offense. You didn't really have injuries. This year, you had a ton of them, and Brock Purdy suffered from that. He's getting... His pocket is not as clean, and his weapons aren't as good, and the schedule is tougher. So these are not excuses, but it's reality. So is he as good as last year? No. Is he as bad as this year? No. He's somewhere in between. And I look at a quarterback like Jared Goff for me is a great example, and the year he has had, and he is top eight in just about everything because his offensive coordinator, his play designer, Ben Johnson, is really, really good. Their locker room is off the charts in terms of chemistry. They've been incredibly healthy up until Sunday when they lost David Montgomery. I know their tight end was out for a handful of games, but they've got elite receivers, elite running backs, great play caller, health, and all the rest of it. And so all those things together lead you to have a really good year.
Yeah, what's up, Grandy? What do you got?
Well, Diz, you brought up like all quarterbacks are the system, maybe other than Josh Allen and Lamar, and maybe you could throw Burrow or Mahomes in there. They got me thinking, do you remember the way that the Ravens negotiated the contract with Lamar? They were so hesitant to pay him. They were open to trading him. They offered him the franchise tag, yep. And then they eventually finally realized that they should probably sign him. But you're talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks in the NFL and the team that drafted and developed him and has gone deep into the playoffs, well, kind of deep into the playoffs with him a number of times. Even they were hesitant to give him major money.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what teams should do, right?
He won an MVP, right, at that point?
Yes, he had. And then he won another one after he signed it. Yeah. And I would also say, like, yes, you should always, and I think the Niners will be no different on this. I wonder that specific situation you're bringing up, if there weren't some circumstances in play, because it was right after the Deshaun Watson thing in Cleveland. And I do think that Lamar was kind of like, I think he was negotiating off of that. And the Ravens were like, look, we love you. We want you to be our quarterback. We're not doing that. Because that's the stupidest thing any NFL team has ever done.
Yeah, but the Niners and Brock Purdy will be negotiating off of Dak Prescott and off of Trevor Lawrence off of Tua.
That's where the fans go, oh, it's 60 a year, and it's not. Like, Deshaun's guarantee was 235. Dak's is only, like, what, half that. And so that's all that I think is going to happen here. The 49ers are going to do a deal with Brock Purdy, and it's going to have wiggle room. And if he's not good 2 years from now, they'll get out of it. They'll get out of it. And it'll happen exactly like what the Giants did with Daniel Jones.
Agreed.
If it's not good, they'll get out of it. But I think that they think he's not Daniel Jones.
But he's not.
And he's not.
He's better. And I do think the Lamar one is a little curious because a lot of his greatness, I think, was born out of athleticism. And there were questions internally about whether or not he could be a pocket passer. Can he win games from the pocket. And, well, he's gone on in the last 2 years and shown that, yes, he can.
Well, and can he stay healthy long term? That's always when somebody runs a lot, that's always the question. It's like, do we sign you until you're 33 years old and you lose a step and you get hit more and all of those things? By the way, we should apologize to Matt in San Rafael, because his name is Chris in San Rafael.
Well, no wonder why he didn't answer.
Lucas, director of sports. Come on.
He's not the director of names.
No, Kyle Shanahan's supposed to take accountability whenever something doesn't go right. Am I right? Huh?
Oh, yeah. Hand up. That's on me.
All right, thank you. Hi, Chris. Thank you for calling, and thank you for being called Matt.
Hey, guys. Hey, one, thanks for taking my call. Two, I apologize. I don't actually have a different take than anything I've heard in the last 45 minutes. It's just beating a dead horse.
No, that's okay.
Like, whatever he's smoking, it's got to be good, and that dude needs to share. Birdie has already proven in the last couple of years he's legit. You give him weapons who are healthy, not missing a game where he's missing not one, not two, but three of his starting receivers, not having CMC out there, who is the number one running back in the NFL. And if that ain't the case, he's at least one of them. Like, if you have no weapons and you have no offensive line except for one Hall of Fame tackle, you don't have an offense, and one quarterback can't make that up. You put Patrick Mahomes in this year, I don't think it's much better, frankly.
Oh,
Patrick Mahomes is only being carried by the Zebras and by his defense.
Patrick Mahomes, look at the numbers, is not playing better than Brock this year. Like, again, I know that'll bother people because of the standings. Chris, thank you very much. Let me add this to the conversation. Here's I think, another part of it, because I am seeing some engagement with the idea of, look, Baldy kind of said it in a funny way, but you guys understand what he actually means. They can move on from Purdy and sign Sam. You can do that. Yes, you can. And you know what? If you want them to do that, let's hear from you. I would love to hear you state your case and understand where you're coming from on that. 888-957-9570. But understand this, I think, about franchises. This is one of the things, for example, that I would argue the Los Angeles Lakers, just as an example, they go too far with this. But they are so concerned. The Warriors are too. They're so concerned with how star players around the league view them that they will make sure at all times that they are treating their players contractually and otherwise a certain way. And you do not make a mockery of people who have achieved for your organization. So the idea of next year, after what Brock Purdy has done in three seasons as a pro, a Super Bowl and two NFC title games, and he has everyone in that locker room behind him, the idea of the 49ers looking at him and going, that's adorable, we really appreciate it, we're now going to make you our backup for 1 year at $1.1 million, and then we're going to decline you, anything going forward, and we're going to sweep you out the door, and we're going to bring in last year's backup and guarantee him $30 million next year and a three-year contract to be the starter in front of you simply because last year you were good rather than great. How do you think that players would view the 49ers? That is a joke of an idea.
Yeah. Yeah,
it makes them look like absolute morons.
And it, as opposed to being an organization that takes care of its own, even though that sometimes can come across as a mistake. And maybe giving Brandon Ayuk $30 million a year, not fully guaranteed, but $30 million, that may be a mistake. But around the league, that's seen as taking care of your guy.
Totally.
And you look at all the restructures they've done. And I do think that Javon Hargrave is an interesting one where you restructured him, you give him money up front, and you're probably going to end up cutting him in the offseason, but you at least gave him some money before you did that. And you've seen that with a bunch of different players, and players will take those restructures because it's cash in hand and it helps the team. And that's the way you do business. So you take Brock Purdy, who's been really good as your quarterback, and you bring in a journeyman to replace him for 1 year?
His backup.
Exactly.
Last year's backup.
Yeah, that's probably not going to be a good message.
I mean, Sam is good. Sam should not sort of, I mean, even last year, the reason the Niners were so quick to sign him as their backup in free agency right away.
Day one, yeah.
Well, there was two reasons, I thought. Number one, there was some discomfort with everything that was going on with the Trey Lance situation. Number one. And number two, I don't think they thought that Brock was for sure going to be ready to go. by the beginning of the year. So they wanted somebody who they thought, you know, what if we need to play him for a month? Can he go 2-2 or 3-1 for us? And Sam can do that. He's proven that. So that's why they brought in Sam. They like Sam. I don't think you're crazy if you think Sam can win in this league when surrounded by a very good system, a good coach, good players. He's proving right now that he can do that. But Brock Purdy has proven the exact same thing. So to me, this is just me. If you want to replace Brock Purdy, you better be talking about, like, Josh Allen has to be available. Sam's not an upgrade on Brock.
Well, nobody is available who is an upgrade. And we don't need to play the list game and list all the quarterbacks who would be an upgrade. And, you know, Tom Brady's probably not walking through that door anymore, but that's somebody that they wanted before, and he's not available. And Aaron Rodgers is too old, and so all the quarterbacks who would be an upgrade, none of them are available. Lateral moves? Sure. And if you want to call Kirk Cousins a lateral move, well, he's not available either. The only one would be Sam Darnold if he even springs free. The Vikings can franchise him, and then he's not available. So right. There is no other available quarterback.
Grandy, say that on the air. What'd you just say? Say that.
Go find the next Sam Darnold.
Okay, tell me what that looks like. What do you even mean by that?
Well, Sam Darnold is going to make a decent amount this offseason, yep. So that obviously is a point against him if you're trying to, I don't know, build a roster, or if you're trying to bring somebody in to compete with some other quarterback. But you signed Sam Darnold two offseasons ago for what, like $4.5 million?
I think it was more, but it's a high-level backup
something
money.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And no one really thought much of it.
Right.
Go find the next Sam Darnold who's about ready to, when you get him in the right spot, is going to take off and flourish and become a brand new quarterback.
So they didn't already do that by drafting Brock Purdy as Mr. Irrelevant and going to two NFC title games and a Super Bowl. Like, is Brock Purdy in the last 3 years, he's not flourishing?
Oh, yeah, he has been, but now you're going to have to pay him upwards of $50 million.
So for you, it's money. You want to find this kind of production for a lot less dough.
That's the dream.
Yeah, that's the dream. Unfortunately, like I can sit here and like nod my head like that'd be great. I just don't think that exists.
Well, we can play the backup quarterback game and we can look at the list of backups who were in Sam Darnold's spot, and you've got Jimmy Garoppolo's one. He's a guy you could get.
Yes, you could get him.
Kenny Pickett and Carson Wentz.
I think what we're
Andy
asking,
Dalton.
What you're asking for is Baker or Sam. Or in theory, Brock, if he had not had so much playoff achievement and next year would only command 30, is there somebody laying in the weeds who you can have for a lot less, but you can still produce? Because here, I'll say something out loud that maybe will surprise you guys. You don't think I'll say this. Brock's replaceable.
Everyone's replaceable.
He's very replaceable. He is not the only one who can do this with Kyle Shanahan. But there aren't 20. There aren't 20 of them. There's probably 10.
And none of them are available.
And who, right.
So if you want to try to find the next Sam Darnold and bring him in, you're talking about somebody's backup, and you're looking at Joe Flacco or Drew Locke or Jacoby Brissett or Jameis Winston. You're looking at guys who have warts, and they don't have the accomplishments that Brock has. They're going to be more expensive. And then what? So even if you land a guy, right? Maybe it's Josh Dobbs. You realize that it's Dobbsy. So you give Dobbs the gig, or you bring them both back. You don't pay Brock, and you make him compete, and Dobbs wins the job. Okay, you go 7-10 next year. Then what?
Better take that backup quarterback commercial off the air. I'm only looking at that if you're bringing in Josh Dobbs to be your $25 million starter.
Exactly.
We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Also sponsored by the California Lottery. Much more you want to weigh in. We go directly to you, to the phones next. 888-957-9570. Like, is that what you want? Do you want to move on and start wooing Darnold to come back to the Niners quarterback room? We'll keep taking your calls. Baldy said more about the Darnold market and the Purdy future. We'll play that for you coming up next. Keep taking your calls. Willard and Dibs.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like getting right out of bed late for work, yet your hair looks immaculate. No blow dryer, no comb, no sculpting gel. Just a flawless look. As if you walked out of your house and straight onto the cover of a men's fashion magazine.
Good morning, Steven. Oh, have you done something new with your hair? It looks amazing.
They don't have the slightest clue you were half asleep drooling on your pillow not 10 minutes ago. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.